Novell Open Audio brings you BrainShare from the Tech Lab. BrainShare from the Tech Lab brings you the client for Linux, the Novell client for Linux, and we are talking right now with Susan Jensen from the client team. Susan, how's it going?
It's going great.
All right. What are you showing off here today?
So we have our Linux client that we have an integrated login, so you can log in to the local desktop as well as the eDirectory and then begin processing the login scripts.
So this puts eDirectory identity authentication into a Linux desktop machine, correct?
Correct.
All right. KDE or GNOME?
Both of those are supported.
All right. And what's the actual benefit of this? What does this do that somebody wouldn't get from just any without the client on the desktop?
So users that are migrating from Windows and are used to their drive mappings and maybe have a specific drive mapping like a letter H to their system directory where they store their files is available on the Linux client. So they will see the same drive letter that they had on Windows on their Linux desktop.
So that means that somebody who's like an organization that's migrating a certain number of their users over to Linux machines, those users have one fewer thing to worry about going onto Linux because it's a similar experience?
Correct. All right. Correct. And it's similar in the login where they get the dual login as well. So that makes it a much better feel.
Okay.
Look and feel for them.
Previous version, you didn't have the integrated login, right? Where
it's correct.
Where you'd have to log into GNOME or log into KDE.
Right. As a separate step.
And then you'd have to have the user actually trained to go in there. And
right.
So this is now just one smooth, seamless experience.
Correct.
Okay. And what kind of file systems can they hit on the back end? What does this
Network 5.1 and later, and OES Linux servers, any NCP services.
So this, in other words, then this makes it so that you've got file and print both.
Correct.
Correct. And then you've got your Linux machines able to be good citizens in those
right.
kind of environments.
Right. And right. the print is handled through iPrint.
And the print's handled right. through iPrint. So
right.
automatic provisioning of the driver down to the machine is one of the
correct.
Things I know in iPrint. That's
correct.
There. All right.
Yep.
Very cool. So we'd like to get a longer interview with you coming up some point here in Novell Open Audio in our studio if we can. One last question for you. You're showing this stuff here in the lab, right?
We are. We have a booth in the lab, as well as we have a hands-on where you can sit down at the installation migration depot and do a hands-on demonstration of our new features.
Awesome. So people that hear you talk about this right here, they're only right. getting a thin slice of what's actually happening
that's
here
right.
at BrainShare. All right. Good. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.